love. But I found out, I learned by trying to raise Claude, that it didn't do much good to his children.
So I made you mine.
And there's as much difference in your own children as there is in strangers' children.
Mm-hmm.
I found that out. I only had three. I could talk to Dewey and talk him, reason things with him. I talked to Claude and he'd cry like his heart would break, and then he'd soon forget it and be up and out and ready to do something else. He's just full of life and energy and up and going. And Dewey was a more quiet, sober disposition, all entirely different disposition. And the little boy that we lost, he was 3.5 years old, he was more like Claude that way, about being full of energy and life. They all talked when they were young, though. By the time they were 2 years old, they could talk plain and say almost anything. So.
If a young man goes to see a young girl frequently and takes her flowers and candy, you say, ah, I see that he is.
They're getting up quite a case.
Yeah. What would he be doing then? What would he say?
Well, he'd be courting the girl, perhaps.
And he
planning on marrying her if he could get her.
He would be her?
Her sweetheart, I suppose.
And
her
she would
boyfriend,
be
that's the main term now they use, that's her boyfriend.
And she would be his?
His girlfriend, I suppose.
And
they'd be friends at any rate.
If they became engaged, then he would be her.
Her. Now let's see. Fiancé, is that the way that he is? Is that the way that, is that the problem?
I think so.
Fiancé, I believe.
If, on the other hand, she rejected him, what would you say she did? Any special term for that? He asked her to marry her and she said no, then he'd say, oh, she...
They used to say they jilted him. I don't know what to say now.
But if, on the other hand, let's see, she accepted him, then they would go to the church and be...
Be married.
And
be
at
married.
This...
Be married, the marriage ceremony performed.
At this...
At the altar. And it's a very serious affair, too, when it's considered right.
And seemed more and more that it's taken lightly. I was over in Miami and I looked at my menu in the restaurant and it said, the marriage palaces, get married in 1 hour. Pretty snappy there.
Well, I'll tell you how I think young people look at it now, most of them. Well, we can just marry if we can't make a go of it in this place.
Sure.
It's easy to get a divorce. When I got married, I thought just for keeps. And then found out the difference.
It was. But at a wedding, the groom will have a friend with him, and this is called...
It's called their best man, I believe, and during the ceremony, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And the bride's assistant?
The bridesmaid.
And afterwards, there might be a... celebration with horns and tubs and...
They chivalry I'm used to, but I think that's about... You hardly ever hear that anymore, do you?
No, not very often. What were those like?
Oh, they just go wherever they were living and keeping house. They'd just go around the house and make all the noise they could with everything till they'd come out and invite them in and treat them. I think that's the way of it.
Was this for everybody or one person previously?
All the neighbors that wanted to go, they just gather up and go.
Just for fun?
Just for fun, yeah.
What did you say this was called?
Chivalry. I don't know if I remember how to spell that or not.